It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. The various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. I'm looking out the window right now. For a change, it's not raining, snowing, pestilence, dogs falling from the sky, cats and dogs playing together, you know, the usual stuff that comes up here in New York and basically is sending us all to hell. But hey, they're out there walking the dogs, getting the kids off to school, getting the spouses off to work, whatever the circumstances are, getting off to gym, doing the little exercise that starts your day, and they're all plugged into something. We'll get you for a short period of time. Maybe you're doing two laps around the old track today, and that's okay, and maybe you're going to do 20 minutes at the gym. Maybe the kids have been annoying this morning, so you're packing them off with a sack lunch instead of letting them buy some crap at work, at school, and that's all well and good. But you're plugged in, and you're listening to something, and we want you to be listening to us. So go to iHeart, go to TuneIn, go to Stitcher, and make sure that what you are listening to is The Sports Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Very easy to do. /talk, listen live. We're right there for you. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. I got a new phone yesterday. Yeah, I picked up another Android because mine finally crapped out on me, but that's okay. And in doing so, I started downloading all the apps, same as I usually do. And guess what? We're able to, I can pick up any show I want to listen to during the course of the day here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That is truly important to us. What's even more important is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they listen to us worldwide, nationwide, whether it's the Hefe or me or Tittle or whoever it is, even the specialty shows like Wrestling Observer. It matters. And the fact that it does matter matters to us. Let's step out right here. When we come back, we'll set the table for the attack. I'm Black.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, NBA, away we go. Positioning, who's looking for those final slots, who's going to make it, who isn't going to make it. And we're doing the best we can to effort some highlights here. And we've got a whole bunch of positioning going on. And, you know, again, the Masters starts today, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But reality is that what matters right now is the NBA. And for all the juice about Tiger, we got the entire week today and tomorrow to explore it a little bit. First round is today. We'll talk about the probabilities, possibilities, and everything else as we go forward. But here we go. You know, and the NBA coming down a home stretch. There's some headlines that we'll get to as well. In that Hornets look like they're going to name Mitch Kupchak as the general manager. Ty Lue's going to come back today to coach against the Wiz. And, you know, we'll find out what's going on in hour two. We're also going to explore Major League Baseball a little bit as we got the Yankees finally getting off the schneid. The big three all hit home runs yesterday, and that's after Giancarlo Stanton getting booed after his platinum sombrero in the home opener. So, you know, it when you look at it, NBA is going to be the storyline going through June. Can't believe it takes that long to get through the playoffs. But there's some positioning going on. And in a game that I don't want to say it had major implications, but if you're looking at contenders and pretenders, and this is the issue that's coming up with Boston now. Now, I don't want to say they're a complete pretender because they're a very good basketball team coached by a very good basketball coach. But without Gordon Hayward and without Marcus Smart, who sometimes isn't, they have definitive weaknesses as they go up against the upper echelon of the NBA, including the Toronto Raptors, who have adapted under Dwayne Casey and proven that you can change your game and make it happen. And what looks like a contending for the title type of team. They have quickness, they have scoring, they have size, they have defense. They have three-point shooting ability. So, you know, I'm not anointing them the champion of the East, but they're certainly going to be in a mix. And last night they beat the Celtics 96-78 in a game that, you know, Boston just needs to show better. They just need to show better. And they didn't. And I do think that come the playoffs, depending on who they're facing up against, it could end up being a very short playoff run for the Boston Celtics. Philadelphia is in the midst of a monster streak where they might actually blow past the Cavaliers. And I mean blow past them as in pass them and stay past them. Because they're tied with them right now. They have the exact same record. Cavs are 9-1 in their last 10. Very quietly, while Ty Lue has been gone, they've played very good basketball. This doesn't bode well for his future after the season. Who the hell knows what's going to happen in Cleveland. But Philly's on a 12-game winning streak. They would love to get into the three-hole and face Miami, which is managing to stay barely. They got a tiebreaker. No, I'm sorry. That's Washington. That's barely staying ahead of Milwaukee. They got the tiebreaker on that. And the East is set. It's Toronto at the top right now. Milwaukee is at the bottom. It's spacing in between. But when you look at who's hot and who isn't right now, John Wall comes back. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They played well in his first game. They've lost two in a row. I don't know what to make of that team. I got to be honest. I don't have a clue. I don't know how they're going to perform. But right now they're sitting in the 7-hole, and they would go up against Boston. And if I'm Boston, I'm not too thrilled about facing them. I would hope that Milwaukee climbs past them. I'd rather face Milwaukee at this point in time. Cleveland, you drop down to the 4, you get Indiana, and that's no guaranteed win with that team this year. Miami and the Sixers, I'd pay good money to see that series. So, a lot of positioning going on. I'm not real enamored with Boston right now. And again, a lot of it is not their fault as far as the team itself. I think they put together a team that could make a run at the Eastern Conference Championship. Signing Gordon Hayward was paramount for them. They've gotten a great year out of Morris. They're getting decent production out of Greg Monroe, although personally, I think he's better served in the starting lineup playing center with Al Horford playing the power forward. But again, that's a conversation I've had ad nauseum. And we'll see. Stevens may completely change this up come playoff time. But right now, they can't get out of their own way. Hayward is not going to make it back for the playoffs. He was shown doing he was shown doing some basketball drills, and that wasn't one of them. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Now, is Smart going to make it back? I don't know. But he really did something stupid. And it goes back to the injury that he got on March 12th. When he tore his tendon on his thumb. Now, he can't shoot anyway. But you know, that on top of the punch in the wall, and this is Marcus Smart not being two. But what he is he's one of the great defensive presences in the league. He's Tony Allen reborn. And without him, there is a gaping hole in that Celtic defense that they can't cover up. He takes the toughest offensive players each and every night. Now, last night, Toronto just smoked them. 29-point second quarter. 10-point lead at half, and they just blew them away the rest of the way. I mean, 96-78 in today's NBA is a domination. You got to be able to score. Aaron Baines gives you a big goose egg in his 14 minutes. And, I mean, I he is what he is. You understand that. But Jason Tatum had 8. Jaylen Brown had 9. Rozier, who has had a very good year, getting quality minutes, didn't have a quality game last night. And anybody, like I said, who wonders why Marcus Smart is on this roster, just need look at the standings and what a different team they are when he's not around. Again, it's not an indictment of what's going to happen in the playoffs, but it's not a really good indicator. We'll be back right after this short timeout on Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
There you go. Eagles always works. That'll get it done, Robert. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Back with the attack. NBA. Toronto and Boston. I'm focusing on that a little bit. Boston's in trouble. They are. It just did. They're a team that is a very good mix of players. But Al Horford's getting up there. they need to use Morris and Monroe correctly. And I think Brad Stevens will do that. I truly do. And they've planned for the future in that they have two very good big men on their roster. But the key to their season, and I'll say it over and over again, is Marcus Smart. Getting him back on the court is of paramount importance for the playoffs. I don't know if he'll be there. If he's not there, you could see him go in the offseason because a lot of this is his own stupidity. But they're in big trouble. And they could be I don't want to say an easy out, but they could be a relatively easy out in the first round. As far as Toronto goes, they're getting it done. DeRozan and Lowry are having monster years. Valanciunas is exactly what he needs to be. Again, this wasn't a great basketball game. Toronto only scored 96 points. The starters, three of them hit double digits, but nobody dominated. But VanVleet, who is a guy off the bench that nobody knows about for Toronto, out of Wichita State, small guard. He's a point guard. But you remember how we were talking about with Kyle Lowry that, you know, they had the backup last year. This year they got another one. Fred VanVleet can play. And he's going to get quality minutes come playoff time. He's in his second year. He's small, but he can play. And he plays above the rim. And he's not afraid to shoot. And he can score. And it has, you know, Lucas Nogueira has just barely scratched the surface. When he figures it out, he'll eventually replace Serge Ibaka. And at 7 foot, 220 pounds, and athletic as he is, he's going to do some things that is going to make your head spin. Pascal ain't no slouch either. You know, they've got depth. They have youth. They've adjusted their team where they're a running, athletic, fast team that can cause all kinds of problems on defense. And you know, everybody has bemoaned the death of the big man in the NBA. Nothing could be further from the truth. What you're observing is the death of the slogging big man, the guy who can't get up and down the court. There's a whole bunch of seven-footers in the NBA that can run, jump, and get up and down the court and go out and cover on the perimeter. That's the direction the league has gone. You know, there'll be always be a place for the big guy down low who clogs. But this athletic team, they're not afraid to go away from Valanciunas and go to this younger, faster lineup. And that's a big difference in this team. Why I'm impressed with them, why I'm impressed with Dwayne Casey and the job he's done. You know, you want to talk about Coach of the Year candidates? You better start in Toronto. Because he's the man this year. They're playing defense. And don't forget, Boston's been hot. They had closed within two games. Looking to get that top seed. And Toronto just smacked them down. Pretty good. Pretty good. And you watch them in the playoffs. This isn't going to be a first-round aster for them. They'll have some issues with Giannis if it goes in that direction. But they're going to be pretty bleeping good. Other games that matters. Pelicans took care of their business. Lakers beat the Spurs. Spurs are going to be an easy out this year. And, you know, for people who aren't paying attention, the Lakers have turned into a pretty good basketball team. They're 10 games under 500. Okay, I get that. But all that youth, and especially that the fact that Daddy Ball is overseas most of the time now, and he's been keeping his mouth shut. His kids played better. He wasn't in yesterday, but his kids played better. Kyle Kuzma is a star, in case you're wondering. And again, Luke Walton mixes and matches, and that's fine when you have a losing basketball team. You're trying to figure out who can handle what roles and all that kind of good stuff. But they've played really solid basketball in the second half of the season. Brook Lopez's contract will come off, and he'll land somewhere, but he's not going to be with the Lakers. IT is gone, but they want him back. And Kyle Kuzma dropped 30 last night. And considering he's been coming off the bench for the back end of the season, he's averaging 16 points a game. He's easily going to go to 20 points a game next year. Watch. He's a real deal. He's going to be in this league a long time. And teams that he's on are going to win. Like I said, Ball didn't play last night. But, you know, he ended up having a very solid and is having a very solid season. He's been hurt last few games. And the shooting is still eh. He'll work on it in the offseason. And he'll build into his body. I'm not saying the kid's going to be the be-all and end-all of point guards. But at 6'6", 190, as he builds into his frame as a man, which will take a little time. And I'll tell you what, he gets that scoring up to 15 points a game. That's literally all they'll need out of him. He's averaging 10 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds a game. Yeah, there's aspects of his game he's got to work on. Is it a second coming Magic Johnson? Hell no. But you can build around him. And the fact that they stole Kuzma, is a team that's going to be very good. Very good. And you take it out west, there ain't no room for error there, sports fans. Yeah, we talked about what's going on out west. We're literally the number four through eight is a crapshoot. There is one game separating five teams. And two games separating the sixth team, Denver. I'm not going to play schedule. I could care less. And it's boring. Sports talk filler. But when you look at it, because Portland, thank goodness for their run, because they, I mean, you know, if you're a Portland fan, because they created some separation. They're in. Top three teams are in. Houston, Golden State, Portland. That's it. 4 through 8. Everybody's up for grabs. There's 4 games left for most teams. 4. Count them. You lose, chances are pretty good. You're out. Utah's sitting in a 4-hole. They got a half game on San Antonio and OKC. And a full game on Minnesota and New Orleans. And New Orleans is back on in the 8-hole again. And Denver's just lurking. And nobody's playing great basketball. Utah's 7-3. They got the best run going. But San Antonio, 6-4 in their last 10. OKC, 5-5. Minnesota, 5-5. New Orleans, 5-5. Denver, 6-4. You know what that'll get you? That'll get you right out of the playoffs. New Orleans took care of its business last night. And that's what you need to do. You can't have any slip-ups, man. East is just jockeying for position. If you're out west, you can't have any mess-ups. Lakers, they put a hurt on the Spurs yesterday. That game was played in L.A. I get it. It's on the road. Spurs got to win. Spurs got to win. They did. This has been Pop's toughest coaching job he's ever had since San Antonio got good, and it's not going well. We'll tap it out. We'll go right there right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Fixing it up here in the attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, it's again, you're looking around the NBA, playoffs right around the corner. It's funny because the sports pages are not paying attention to it, and they really need to be because it's quite the scramble going on out west. They've been in playoff mode now for the better part of a month where every game literally matters. Some teams are stepping up, some aren't. Pop is having trouble. Everybody's, well, they'll probably make the playoffs. They got four games left. Next one's against the Trailblazers, who they're secure, so they could care less. But, you know, they get them at home. They lose this game against Portland. They might not make the playoffs. As a matter of fact, I would say there's a pretty distinct possibility they won't make the playoffs. This is a position that Pop has not been in a long time. He's getting production out of LaMarcus Aldridge. Anybody wants to point the finger at LaMarcus Aldridge, they're pointing it at the wrong guy. His career numbers are 19.5 points a game, 8.5 boards, and a block. His season this year, 23.5 points a game, 8.5 rebounds a game, and a block. He's right to his numbers, and he's actually scoring 4 points a game more. Any failure on this season has nothing to do with LaMarcus Aldridge. They've been dealing with injuries. One of the best players in the league isn't playing for whatever reason. And they're piecing it together with the likes of 100-year-old Pau Gasol and 100-year-old Tony Parker and 200-year-old Manu Ginobili. This is when, and 100-year-old Rudy Gay. DeJounte Murray, they've handed him the ball and they've said it's yours, and that's all well and good. He's also 21 years old, who has a career scoring record of 6.5 points a game in his 2 years. Yeah, he's going to be very good. Tony Parker yesterday in his 16 minutes, he was a minus 8. He was 0 for 3 and didn't have a single other thing on the stat line except one assist. This is where they're at as a basketball team right now. There's trouble in paradise. And nobody's coming to the rescue. So, this is it. 4 games left. By middle of next week, we'll know exactly what's going on. But it's not boding particularly well for a number of teams. Now, I will give credit because I beat Alvin Gentry up all the time in a game that they usually lose. His Pelicans beat the Grizzlies and beat them convincingly, 123-95. They're in the 8 hole. They're not playing good basketball. They're not playing bad basketball, but they're not playing good basketball. Here's a stat line that'll scare you. Marc Gasol in 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 0 of 3, 0 of 1, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 3 personal fouls. He didn't score a point. Anthony Davis, who should finish second or third, depending on if you want Victor Oladipo in there, dropped 28. Mirotic, great trade at the deadline for the Bulls, which, again, you know, you wonder sometimes what teams are thinking. It's obvious that Mirotic was finding his groove as an NBA player, and for whatever reason, that team couldn't use an athletic shooting 6'2". 6'10", 238-pound power forward. Why, I don't know. Like he and Markkanen couldn't play together. Stupid. Stupid. We want a tank. Okay, so throw a guy out that you could build around. And I like Bobby Portis, and he's come along much better than many thought that he would. But he should have been the guy that got moved, not Mirotic. Mirotic's a better player. Etuan Moore stepped it up with 30. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong stat line. No, he did. Stepped it up with 30. I thought it was minutes for a second. So your starting front court gave you 25, 28, and 30. Rajon had 13 dimes. And Jrue Holiday, who passes the ball well, had 6. You're going to win a lot of basketball games with 32 assists in a game. And if New Orleans continues to recognize that, they could hurt somebody in the playoffs. But they got to get there first. Is it, like I said, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun going down the road. Today you got LA at Utah. Clips were valiant this year. Valiant. Minnesota at Denver in a key game. Minnesota could pretty much put Denver away. Friday matchup, your key. And again, East is just positioning, you know. But New Orleans gets Phoenix at Phoenix. They got to win that basketball game. Minnesota gets the Lakers. Lakers, yeah. I told you what they did to San Antonio. They could do the same thing to Minnesota. They beat Minnesota. Minnesota won't make the playoffs. OKC gets Houston on Saturday. New Orleans gets Golden State. Talk about a key game. Steph's not going to be there. Durant is. It's no excuse not to win the basketball game. Klay's back. I get it. Draymond's not. Go head-to-head. Beat him. And then, like I said, I talked about that key game, San Antonio against Portland. Portland's at San Antonio. They get a road win there. San Antonio could be done. Again, this is the fun of it. Because you got really important matchups. OKC has to go on the road on Monday against Miami. That ain't going to be easy. Miami's fighting for their lives, too. I mean, they're in, but they want positioning. San Antonio gets a home game against Sacramento. That's going to help them. Denver gets Portland. Yeah. And New Orleans stays on the road with the West Coast. I mean, yeah, you know, you talk about a bad time to have a West Coast road trip. They get the Clips. Clips aren't going to be an easy out. And then you go to Wednesday, which I believe is the regular season finale. You got all kinds of key matchups. San Antonio gets New Orleans. Could be in or out for both teams. Minnesota gets Denver. Same deal. You know, this is hardcore. So you go forward in the NBA, this is literally what it's all about. Literally what it's all about. No easy out, no easy in. And you can't afford to take a loss. Especially against teams you should beat. I don't care if you're on the road, you're not on the road. As a team, this is where you need to man up. Not up or shut up. Because it'll be excuses. I'm proud of my boys. We played through injuries all year. Yeah, well, so did everybody else. And they made the playoffs and you didn't. Now, one thing's happening in the East that I want to talk about. And my Philadelphia 76ers. I can't even say that with a straight face. The Philadelphia 76ers took care of their business against Detroit, 115 and 108. You know, Stan went all in with Blake Griffin. And as usual, he's hurt. They're going to have to reevaluate this team in the offseason. They're going to reevaluate Stan in the offseason. Stan's a good basketball man. He knows what he's doing. But this team just got left behind this year. Reggie Jackson was out for a long, long, long time. And even when he's there, you wonder sometimes. And last night was one of those nights. He was 1 for 11. He couldn't get past Ben Simmons if his life depended on it. They've got to figure out what direction this team is going to go in. They need defined roles. Be nice if they could attract the first level free agent, but you know, that remains to be seen. They got Blake under contract now for quite a while because of the deal he cut with the Clippers. But is Stan going to be steering the ship? That's the big question in Motown. There's rumblings. Now, the 76ers were playing without Embiid. Didn't matter. Now, they said he's going to be back for the playoffs. Playoffs? I don't think it's going to be the first round. He's going to come back. He's going to have a mask on. So let's see how that affects him. But last night, against a Detroit team that, granted, doesn't have anything to play for yet. I mean, they played really well. Ilyashova dropped 13. Covington dropped 12. Johnson filled in the gap admirably in the middle. Simmons had 16, and J.J. Redick had 25. I mean, you know, against a Piston team, yeah, that you should beat. And the thing now, which it should scare you if you're having to face the 76ers. You know what I saw last night? I saw a lot of basketball movement. I didn't see a lot of one-on-one. And I'll tell you something. It literally goes right down the stat line. Now, Ilyashova, he's a shooter. He's out there to shoot. He was 4-16. It wasn't a real good night, but he had 11 boards. But Simmons had 7 assists. Redick had 6. Holmes had 3. Fultz had 4. T.J. McConnell had 4. And Bellinini, who dropped 19, had 2. 32 assists. That number sound familiar? It should. You're going to win a lot of basketball games with 30-plus. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Philadelphia is a dangerous program, as my old friend Joe Gervin used to say. I got to look him up. He's down in Florida still somewhere. But doing TV, what he do? But you look at this team, and all the questions, under-the-radar stuff, and this is where Coangelo comes into play as opposed to inexperienced GMs underlying the roster. Look, the only guy who had legitimate NBA experience, and I mean NBA experience in the fact that he had a resume to back up anything that he said in the locker room, was J.J. Redick at the start of the season. Now they got Ilyashova. Now they got Bellinelli. I always say Bellinini. You know, Marco averages 10 points a game for his career. He's 32 years old. He started on Golden State. Hello, pay attention there. So he knows how to win. You know, Ilyashova, he's never been what many people expected him to be, but he's a legit shooter who's not afraid to gun it. And if you get him on one of those hot streaks, he'll fill it for you and drop 30. And all of a sudden you're winning a basketball game. They've got legit depth on this basketball team. They go 8 deep, 9 deep, 10 deep now, and they're not afraid to pull the trigger on it. And Brown, by the way, whose coaching future was in doubt if they didn't take the next step this year, he's another candidate for Coach of the Year, and he should be. All right, let's get out of here for this hour. When we come back, we're going to talk Masters right off the bat, and we'll go in that direction, have some fun, and then evolve into some baseball. Right after this short timeout, stay tuned for the news. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still wants to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says, given significant progress being made against ISIS there recently, it's not going to happen immediately.
as this environment has changed because of the success under the president's leadership, we're evaluating it as we go.
There are about 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. Meanwhile, National Guard troops are being deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump signing a memorandum yesterday authorizing that deployment just a few hours after Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said,
"The president has directed that the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security work together with our governors to deploy the National Guard to our southwest border to assist the Border Patrol."
The Border Patrol will retain primary enforcement authority, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
China says it's never given in to external pressure before, and it will win any trade war with the United States. Chinese state media, with a belligerent tone in a series of editorials today. Yesterday, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said it's China that would be responsible for any trade war that develops.
China created this problem, not President Trump, but we finally actually have a president who's willing to stand up and say enough is enough. We're going to stop the unfair trade practices.
The Air Force says the pilot of an Air Force F-16 fighter jet that crashed in Nevada yesterday was killed in that crash. They say the pilot was a member of the elite Air Force Thunderbirds Precision Flying Team and was performing a routine aerial demonstration training flight when that crash occurred. The Thunderbirds now canceling performances, including at the March Field Air and Space Expo in Riverside, California, because of the crash. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is day four of Oklahoma's teacher walkout. Teachers from around the state started back on Monday, many of them going to Oklahoma City to call on lawmakers to boost teacher pay by $10,000 and to restore funding previously cut from schools. The legislature approved a measure last week calling for teachers to get an average salary increase of $6,000. But that was less than what the Oklahoma Education Association had requested. Thousands of students and districts across the state are staying home again today as school closures continue because of the walkout. It took several days, but election is complete in the sexual assault retrial of Bill Cosby in Pennsylvania. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. 2 are black and 10 are white. All are the same numbers of the jury in the initial trial last summer, which couldn't come to a unanimous verdict. Cosby is accused of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant, a Temple University basketball administrator, in 2004. This time, as many as 5 additional accusers may take the stand. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Roseanne Barr says Reba McEntire doesn't even eat fried chicken. Roseanne saying she could play a better Colonel Sanders in the KFC commercials than Reba can. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
That's me. It is New York, and I am live. Well, at least parts of me. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack, and, well, you know, we got plenty to talk about. Let's put it that way. Some baseball on the agenda. Got the Masters right at the top of the hour. I wanted the round to get going. Everybody's leading with the Masters, and that's all well and good. I wanted to lead with the NBA because let a couple of guys get out there on the course so we have a little bit of something to talk about, just not who I think is going to win and all of that kind of good stuff. And I'll make a prediction. It really doesn't matter because there's a bunch of people who could win. Tiger's playing great. Phil's playing well. The young guns are playing well. Bubba won the par three, which means he ain't going to win, at least according to the stats. Tis all good. And honestly, there's juice in this tournament. Juice, juice, juice. And this is great. This is great. Because golf slumped. It looked like the next great rivalry was going to be Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. They both kind of leveled off a little bit. They're still both great players. But honestly, that's okay. Because now you have a different dynamic with the Masters, old and young. So we'll see. Now, you know, going forward, you know how you can get us platforms, devices? I got a new device yesterday. I'm so excited. I have no clue as to how to use it, but I'm getting there. I figured out Wi-Fi, and I figured out email, and I figured out texting, and I'm good, at least for the short term. But it'll get better. American Forces Radio Network, we know you're out there listening. You're protecting us. We appreciate it. We love you. See somebody in line in a uni, thank them. Be on your way. They're running towards it while we run away from it. We're running to a commercial right now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some fun today. And in hour two, it'll be the Masters and then some baseball in the back end. But if people have finally teed off, which is good. A very funky and scary story. Tony Finau, and I can't watch this again. This guy dislocated his ankle on the par three. And he got a hole in one. He was running down the fairway towards the hole, jumped up and down. He was turning around to run backwards, and he turned his ankle, and he dropped to the ground. Thank God it didn't dislocate to the point where the bone went through anything, but he popped it back into place, and he's going to play. Now, Finau's a pretty good player. He's ranked 32nd in the world. He's been working his way up the food chain. He didn't finish the par three, but he got the ace. First time around in the Masters. And, okay, but it just goes to show you, you never know when you're going to hit that little rabbit hole or a notch or an acorn or whatever, and you can really F up yourself. And I saw it on the tape, and I didn't realize they were going to show the whole thing because I've done it. I've dislocated my ankle before, and I popped it back in too. It ain't pretty. I'm telling you, it ain't pretty. And the fact that he did this, it should serve as a warning to anybody's out there that, you know, it's great. You want to get on SportsCenter, you hit the hole in one, you know what's going to happen. Nicholas's kid got a hole in one yesterday, too. But you jump up and down, and you don't know what's going to happen. You go running down the course. That's fine. Big whoop. He damn near ended his career. Or at least, at the very worst, ended up having surgery. Can't do it. Can't do it. You know, it there's countless stories of guys who have messed up their career by celebrating. Do a high five, do a happy dance, do whatever the hell Aaron Rodgers does with the seatbelt. I don't care. But he slipped. I watched it, and man, I cringed. Pump your fist. Do whatever you want to do. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to hurt yourself. Ugly. Fugly, ugly. Ryan Moore's out in the course. One under after two. No, two under. They finally updated. Johnny Vegas even. Canadian Mike Weir plus one. You win it, you always get invited back. He was one of my favorite players. I just like the fact his first name is Canadian. Jose Maria is teeing off as we speak. Kevin, not Dave Chappelle. Not big names up top teeing off. Interesting. Weather's good, 50 degrees, no chance of rain. A little windy, 12 miles per hour, 12 mile per hour gusts. Pristine conditions for the first time. Sergio's defending. Got Le Monquet off his back. I'm looking to see where he goes out. Yeah, 10:53 a.m. Group right behind Tiger, who goes out with Mark Leishman, Tommy Fleetwood, and Tigger. Zach Johnson goes out right before them. That's a good group with Serge, Justin Thomas, Doc Redman, Jason Day and Bubba right behind them. It's a terrific field. And as we were talking about, this is anybody's tournament. And I mean anybody's. You could see an old-timer like Fred Couples pop up there and make some hay. Can he go the full four? Probably not. But don't be surprised if he's on the board to start out with. What'll Ricky Fowler do this year? What'll Phil do, for that matter? Phil's 47 years old. He could have a couple of great days and fall apart. He could start off slow and might not make the cut. Which is entirely possible, too. You know, it. Like I said, this is kind the kind of juice that they needed going into this tournament, because all the conversation, if you would have had this conversation back around December, when they were playing in the funky tournaments and they were playing in Hawaii and all that stuff, the conversation would have consisted of which young guns are going to threaten for the Masters. And can Phil make any noise? Well, Phil's 47 years old. And 47-year-olds don't make noise. But in the nine events that he's played this year, his average score is under 70, and he's made five top tens. He's ranked third in the world right now. Third in the world right now. His earnings this year are over $3 million. And we're in April. Look, do I think he's a good guy? I think it's shady at best with what he does with his finances. And, you know, I don't want to go down that road. Fans love him. I think when it's all said and done, when his career is over, that a lot of stuff's going to come out that people aren't comfortable with. You know, but you look at it. He won the World Golf Championship and took down 1.7. He finished sixth in the Genesis, 241,000. Finished second in Pebble Beach at the Hope, 488. You know, and had a, but he made the cut in the Houston. Finished 24th. And now he and Tiger are BFFs. And Tiger's mellowed a little bit, too. I mean, you know, it's been fun watching him come back. And, I, you know, there's a lot of people that hate him. There's a lot of people that hate him, and which is never talked about in the world of golf. He's changed. I mean, I don't know what he's doing off the course. I don't know if he's still treating women like crap. He was married to one of the most beautiful women in the world and screwed it up. And I don't know what their relationship is. It seems to be solid enough where the kids aren't suffering because of it. But he was a whore dog. He was a mambo. Or a himbo, however you want to describe it. And he was also an a-hole to his fellow players and to the gallery. You know, for all the people that loved Tiger when he was in his prime, he was so focused that he could give a crap about how you felt about him. Yeah, he wanted the popularity. And he loved the endorsements and the Nike deal and the Rolex deal and, the, you know, every other deal that he had. And it was all good and it all mattered. But he could, you know, as far as the public went, he could care less. He was focused strictly on his golf game. And, oh, by the way, he ain't the only athlete that does that. I'm not condemning him for it. But when his career was on the line and everything started to fall apart, he got a reality check. A big reality check. Something that even the dissolving of his marriage didn't even give him. So we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Tiger Talk here on The Attack.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Songs in the Key of Life, one of the best albums ever made. Welcome back to the Attack, Black U. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Tiger Woods talk. And, you know, it's fine. He may win the tournament, he may not. I'll make a prediction. Kevin Na. I don't even think he's in a tournament. Now, I'll pick Bubba, just for the hell of it. But I think it's going to be a fun week. I really do. Now, here's the deal. And we're talking Tiger. And Tiger, you know, for anybody who doubted what's going on with Tiger and his impact still on the game, as everybody thought he had faded away permanently prior to the spinal fusion, which saved his career and changed his life. The ball is coming off his club face faster and harder than anybody on the tour, and that's at 42 years of age. But more important is what it's done to him off the course. He's pain-free. He was having a problem with opioids, which, you know, people have kind of brushed that off. As I said, they've kind of brushed off the fact that he was not the most pleasant human being to be around during his amazing run when he was in his 30s. You know, Joe LaCava talks about it, his caddy and his friend, which, you know, when your caddy's your best friend, you got issues. Stevie's no longer with him. And he talks about, well, you know, he's tipping his hat to him. It's been great. He signs golf balls now. Oh, hello? That's what you're supposed to be doing all along. But Tiger wasn't wired that way. Tiger was wired where everybody was the enemy. Didn't matter who it was. He had very few friends on tour. What the hell? Mark O'Meara, that's who I was thinking of, was like his one friend on the tour. Everybody else, you talk privately with Tiger. They talked about how great he was for the game because the purses went up. They didn't know the guy from a hole in the wall. You know, they're hanging out at the Waffle House with Tin Cup. Tiger's eating caviar off some stripper's titties. Yeah, that was the difference of what was going on. Okay? But now, at 42, he's had a come to Jesus moment. Because his career was done. He was done with a capital D. And they literally did the last resort of last resorts. Spinal fusion. They removed the disc. They fused the spine back together. And he can play golf. Now, how long is this going to last? There's an entirely legitimate possibility that at some point he just blows the back out again. And that'll be it. He'll never pick up a golf club again. At least not competitively. There won't be any master's tour, whatever they want to call it. It'll be done. You know, but here it is in 2018, and he's playing a practice round with Phil Mickelson, Fred Couples, and Thomas Pietersz. And they're joking and laughing. And then you see the press conference where he and Phil are actually friends. I mean, legit friends. Now, LaCava attributes it to his age, his kids, all of the above. He was never nice to the galleries. But it is interesting that the closest thing he had to a rival during his run was Phil Mickelson, who, not unlike Arnie and Jack, 5 years older. You know, because people forget, as strong a friendship as Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus had during their run, They didn't start off as friends. Jack was clearly the better golfer than Arnie. Arnie was the people's favorite. Jack was the chubby kid out of Ohio State who the fans, quite frankly, didn't like. You know, when you're talking history, you can't have revisionist history. Now, I don't care what it is. Politics, sport, doesn't matter. Jack wasn't liked. Arnie was adored. And that stuck in Jack's craw because Jack did nothing wrong. Jack was always nice to the galleries. He was a clean-cut dude, married with children, from all accounts, never strayed on his wife, wasn't a drinker, wasn't a womanizer, and Arnie wasn't either. But Arnie's army transcended golf, and it was the first big leap that golf took forward financially. It was because of Arnold Palmer. And Jack did resent it. Over the years, the fact that Arnie was such a nice guy and Jack was such a nice guy that they became close personal friends and they were able to set aside the rivalry. Plus the fact Jack always had in his back pocket that Jack was the better golfer. And Arnie knew that. And maybe there was a little resentment there from Arnie. I don't know. The guy was a human being. It wasn't Jesus. So you take it in that direction. And now you got Phil and Tiger. And Tiger's watching Phil hit flop shots behind the 15th during the practice rounds. And all of a sudden, they're friends. You know, one thing about Phil Mickelson, and he hit some batshit crazy shots every once in a while. But he's the competitive guy. He always wants to win. He's not afraid to take the chances. And neither was Tiger, because he believed in his talent. And Phil talked about it too. He said, look, nobody respects and appreciates what he's done for the game more than me. And here's the thing. You know, because everybody on the tour is pulling for Tiger to come back from, strictly from a financial perspective. Whether they know him or not, whether they're friendly with him or not, whether they like him or not, whatever the craziness is, doesn't matter. But everybody's pulling for Tiger Woods. And Phil said, he goes, you know, tournaments I'm not in, I'm rooting for the guy. He said, I'm sending him text messages, tell him to go get it, go win. Now, you got to remember something. Tiger has had four back surgeries since 2014. And he had that run. And you remember after the marriage fell apart and everything, and everybody was saying, well, he's not going to win anymore. And then he had nine victories from 2011 to 2013. He also had four back surgeries. Like I said, this is going to be fun. What direction does it go into the future? Who knows? I mean, I think one thing that has come out of this, to be completely honest, is I do think that Tiger recognized it's a finite shelf life. You only have a certain amount of time on tour. He thought he was going to go on forever. He thought he was going to be dominant forever. Didn't play out that way. And it ended soon. Like I said, you remember, he was in his late 30s when everything fell apart physically. You know, That doesn't change. And once it starts to fall apart physically for any athlete, it's very difficult to get it back. He's called himself a walking miracle. And he is. So, enjoy the ride. And I don't mean that just for the fans. I mean that for Tiger, too. Enjoy the ride. Because if nothing else, I think what he's finally learned is that the ride can come to an end very quickly and very suddenly. And for the first time that I can remember in his career, other than winning and enjoying it, he's actually just enjoying it. Recognizing that he's out on a golf course, earning tens of millions of dollars, smiling, playing with his peers. Recognizing the guys around him and the fans and the adoration that goes along with it. And, you know, it's all good. I don't know how it's going to turn out for him in the end. Will he get his personal life together? Who knows? Seems to. But, you know, that can be an illusion, too. I don't know what he's doing off the course. Nor do I care, quite frankly. But with all that being said, yeah, you're a golf fan, you're a sports fan, you're a Tiger hater. Just enjoy it. He's back on the scene. You don't know for how long. On the other side, baseball, and anything else I feel like mixing in right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Runner goes. That one's drilled deep to left. There it goes!
one for Stanton. His first one in the Bronx.
Yeah, it was a long one, all right. Giancarlo Stanton shaking off the platinum sombrero by going deep in his first at-bat in the second home game of the season for the Yankees. Their big three went and went deep. Giancarlo Stanton's going to be fine. Yankees beat the Rays 7-2. Here's the deal, all right? Everybody calm down. It ain't football. It's 162 games. It's going to be ups. It's going to be downs. It's going to be a lot of strikeouts in the Bronx. It's going to be a lot of home runs. A lot of home runs. Now, he still struck out more. Hardest hit ball of the season went 458 feet. There's going to be a lot of them. Aaron Judge hit one. Gary Sanchez hit one. That coming off the previous day's performance by DJ Gregorius of 8 RBIs. This team, don't worry about this team if you're a Yankee fan. All right. Thus far, Giancarlo's not hitting for average. He's 5-for-23. He also has 2 doubles, 3 home runs. And he's pounding the baseball when he's making contact with it. All right, so relax. Relax. Their big question is whether or not their pitching holds up. They're fine. There's a couple of storylines that are already emerging. Washington's going to be real good. Shohei Ohtani shut people up, at least now. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo, 1-2. Scherzer, Strasburg, 1-2. DeGrom, Syndergaard, 1-2. I'll tell you what. And this is the team that maybe I slept on. And we'll see whether or not they stand up. But Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada for the Chicago White Sox are the real deal. They got some young arms in the rotation. We'll see. Health is going to go a long way. And one of the other storylines to keep an eye on already are the Phillies. And not for the good reasons. They got a ton of young talent on that baseball team. Rhys Hodgins, Scott Carey, Nick Williams. They also have Gabe Kapler. Kapler screwing up in that first series the way he did. Everything he does, whether he wipes with the left hand or the right hand, is going to be scrutinized. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Not a good start. And, you know, truthfully, and I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but the Phillies are 1-4, all right? They've got a run differential already of 19 in the wrong direction. If it seems like these young players are not responding to Kapler, or if it seems like he's losing the clubhouse early, he'll be the first manager fired. He's an unorthodox dude anyway. He goes by the metrics, which, you know, he ain't the only guy around. But here's a guy that went to the minors, managed, and then came back and played ball again. He was in the Dodger organization. When they replaced Mattingly, he wasn't considered. How's he going to get greeted when they're having their home opener? Went on their first road trip, went 1-4. And it seemed as if everything he touched went wrong. He goes by the metrics. I mean, he is literally an analytically, statistically driven manager to the point of he doesn't seem like he will make decisions other than that. And yesterday in the Facebook game, because you could only get the Met Philly game on Facebook, which that was interesting in itself. I kind of liked it, actually. They had the outfield playing shallow in right field on Ahmad Rosario. He went the opposite way and hit a triple over the head of the right fielder. Cost him the game. He's using his bullpen. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out. But they're already not happy. Pitching's been eh, but it's been more the decision-making process with the Phillies. And they're going to be, to be kind, they're going to be scrutinized all year. And in a way, it's not fair. Because he's not the only manager that uses analytics to make it work. Far from it. Almost every major league team does now. But they get the Marlins starting today at 3:05. It would behoove Kapler to get this team to 500 quickly. I don't know. They did some nice moves in the offseason. They have a young, good core of players. They have solid pitching. I don't know. It's a young team, but they're going to have a very hard decision in Philadelphia. They got their home opener. Kapler's not going to be treated well. I mean, this is Philadelphia that's getting used to winning again. They got their Super Bowl trophy. They got a Sixer team that's on the cusp, and they're going to win championships in Philadelphia. Mark my words. But they didn't hit. And their defense has cost them games. Kapler uses the shift. They would have had an inning-ending double play had they been playing straight up. But again, that's not being fair to Kapler. Because every team in baseball uses the shift occasionally. Some more than others. The one that really cost them was the right field thing. Now, just, and I'll use their own stats, which I found this interesting because when you look at Phillies.com, they're being very honest on their website, which I give them credit for. The average right fielder against Ahmad Rosario last year at Citi Field played 290 feet, 3 feet from home plate. Nick Williams was playing 245 and missed the ball by about 15 feet. Now, had they split the difference and gone 25 feet back, he would have easily made that play. He's going to the bullpen a ton. And we'll see how that goes with the veterans who are pitching. I don't think he'll go in that direction. But we'll see. He's going to get his behind booed today, big time. He's going to be public enemy number one in Philadelphia in the sports world until this team starts winning. My question is whether or not they're going to have the tolerance to wait for him and this team to figure it out, and also how the team's going to respond. You know, if they continue to lose, I mean, just say for the sake of discussion, they get swept by the Marlins, which isn't likely, but could happen. And they drop to 1-7 on the season. He's going to be out of there. Not immediately, but he'll be out of there. They're not going to have the tolerance to wait on him. They're going to think, uh-oh, we got veteran pitchers that we're paying for. We got young kids that are ready to rock and roll. Let's get a steady hand, a veteran manager in there that can get this done rather than a mad chemist. And that's the direction it'll go in, and that's the direction it'll go in quickly. Philadelphia has been the center of the sports world for good reasons. Right now, it's the center of the sports world for a bad reason. Marlins are coming in at 2-4. They're a bad baseball team. They're going to be a bad baseball team this year. I don't believe in a knee-jerk in baseball just because of the fact, as I've said 1,001 times, it unfurls. That's the whole point of the season. That's the reason why the season goes the way it goes. But with that being said, you get New York and you get Washington pulling out in front. Atlanta's playing pretty good ball right now. There's going to be repercussions. And again, I guarantee you, management and ownership are looking at the clubhouse and just seeing whether or not Kapler can keep everybody in line. They think they have a brilliant young manager. But again, reinventing the game is not the direction to go. Kapler's, by all accounts, a very smart man. Well, he better get real smart real quick. And he'll look a whole lot smarter if they start hitting the baseball and start winning some games. My Pirates. Yeah, okay. The Pirates, surprisingly, sitting on top of the Central right now, Cubs off to a sluggish start at 2-3. But that's the same way they started last year. Milwaukee, but don't let Milwaukee jump out in front of you. Not this year. Because if you do, you ain't going to catch him. And Arizona off to a fast start. 5-1. Dodgers sitting at 2-5. Not off to a good start. They'll catch a little Mo. Whole lot of Mo. Whole lot of Mo. Gotta love Mr. T in Rocky III. Let's hit the exit ramp right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm Black.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Back to Le Golf Board 2018 Masters. First, thanks to Robert for keeping it all on the air. Not the easiest of tasks all times. Vijay Singh. He has a misogynistic attitude towards women. Sitting on top of the leaderboard. Because the course is playing tough. Everybody thought it wouldn't. Thus far, yeah, it is. First hole, makes a birdie. Wesley Bryan's gone six. He's even. Bryson DeChambeau, two. He's even. Austin Cook, plus one. Johnny Vegas, plus one after four. Ryan Moore, who started out the day, now he's plus one at four. So he ain't doing too good. Canadian Mike Weir, plus two. Ted Harry Potter Jr., plus three after six. Heavy hitters still to get off the board, off the tee, I should say, and onto the board. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll be talking about that first round tomorrow, giving you some summation and stuff. But, Vijay. Getting a birdie right off the bat. That's got to feel good when you're old. I know there's a lot of things that make me feel good when I'm old. Once I get there. Well, hope you enjoyed it. It was a fun show. A lot of stuff to talk about. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to Scotty. And, of course, thanks to you for tuning in. For the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I'm Bob Black. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the network. There's a lot of it.